Jennifer Faust. I'm the mother of Daphne Faust.
This is recorded by Daphne Faust. When did you join Peace Corps?
I went to Peace Corps about 25 years ago in 1996.
What is Peace Corps?
Peace Corps is actually a government-run agency, and it sends volunteers abroad to other countries to help with technical assistance and to do cultural exchange both from the United States to that country and vice versa from that country back to the United States.
What was the first thing you did when you joined?
Well, after learning the language of the country where I was deployed, which was Haiti in the West Indies in the Caribbean, I learned Creole. After learning Creole language, I was posted to a village, and in that village I worked with farmers who were working on projects to graft different varieties of mangoes onto trees and to sell them abroad.
What was it like there?
Oh, Haiti is a place of lots of different inconsistencies. It's both beautiful and miserable and wonderful. It's a place of extremes in all kinds of ways. It's a tropical country, so it's very, very hot. It has this incredible rainy season, and you know, sort of like all kinds of rain and storms can really, really affect it. It's a place that doesn't have a lot of infrastructure, so there aren't really any real roads, like paved roads. There's a lot of dirt roads, and it's hard to get around. The country of Haiti is the size of Maryland, and which is pretty small, but is populated by many, many millions of more people than the state of Maryland. So it's very dense in population. The people are very warm and friendly, and the food is really wonderful, and the beaches in the Caribbean are also really wonderful.
So you liked it there?
I liked it, yes. Not all of the time. As I said, it was tough. There were no roads, and when I was there in 1996, there were no cell phones, so I couldn't talk to my family at home. I had to send them letters in the mail or try to figure out how to get access to a phone, which was very difficult. So I felt separated from my home and my family, but I felt very welcomed by the people in Haiti and really enjoyed my time.
Are there interesting stories that you'd like to share about this place?
Well, there's so many life-changing experiences I had when I lived in Haiti. I had friends and family members come to visit me, and in the space of just a long weekend, I think experiencing Haiti changed their lives. And I was there for over 2 years, so a lot happened to me. The thing that was most one of the things that's most vivid in my memory is the experience of going to a tropical rainforest in Haiti, which you might not think actually even exists in that place, since Haiti has a lot of problems with overpopulation and deforestation, where people cut down trees. But there is at least one tropical rainforest called Peak Makaya. It's in the mountains. And I hiked there with some of my other Peace Corps volunteer friends and some Haitian friends that we had. And we went into the rainforest, and we're hiking up these mountains and over these trails, and it was so dense with vegetation that the Haitians who were traveling with us, they had machetes, and they were much more skilled at using the machetes. They would cut back the vines in order for us to make a path to get through. We were inexperienced in hiking, so we barely made it into the rainforest when we discovered that we didn't have enough water to camp out for more than one night. And so we trekked back out of the rainforest the very next day along the very same path. And by the time we trekked back, all the vines had overgrown the path in just one day. There was a point where we were going into the rainforest where we had to climb over this huge, huge fallen tree trunk log. And this reminded me of a scene from Jurassic Park about the dinosaurs, because the tree log was so big. Laying on its ground, it was as tall as I was. So we had to climb all the way up over this log, and it was a tree, and then back to the other side. And when I did that, I was stepping my foot back down on the other side, and it was muddy, and my foot slipped, and I almost slipped all the way down into a ravine, but somebody caught my arm and pulled me back up. So that, yeah, I remember that. There were a couple other experiences like that while living in Haiti. It was a very life-changing time.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Daphne. It was fun talking about my experience in the Peace Corps and living in Haiti.